Hi, good morning. And Sophie's hair is absolutely beautiful. Very, very long blonde hair going all the way down her back. What's happening to it later, Sophie?
I'm cutting it off to charity.
And what's the name of the charity that you're doing it to help?
Little Princess Trust.
And what do they do?
They, you cut your hair off and they make it into real wigs.
And how did you get the idea to do it? Because it's quite an unusual thing to do, isn't it?
Well, one day I saw a programme about a little girl who had cancer and the medicine that she had made her hair fall out. So I decided that I should cut my hair off to charity and make it into a real wig.
How long has your hair been long for?
Forever.
Just forever? You've never had short hair?
Not really.
So it's going to be a big change?
Yeah.
How are you feeling about it?
A little nervous, but I'll feel proud because I've done a very nice thing to a little girl or boy.
You certainly will have done. Now, Jason's here as well. He's a very proud dad. You might have heard him just whispering in the background there. And it was Sophie who came up with all of this.
Yeah, all of it. I mean, she saw something on the news and was asking questions about how they made wigs and things like that. And we explained it. And she just very quickly decided she should donate her own hair just as easy as that. And we kind of let her obviously mull it over and explained a bit more about it over the coming months. And sort of after about 3 to 6 months of her badgering us about it, we decided she was very serious about it and to make it happen. So, yeah, we just supported her with that.
And what's the response been like from, you know, your friends and your family here in Camborne?
I mean, brilliant, yeah. I mean, we put a donate page link on to Facebook, and within sort of 24 hours, we set a target of £300 because that's the rough cost of making a wig. And within 24 hours, she'd sort of gone past that straight away. Lots of people, family, friends, even people we've never met before, which is, you know, crazy to us, but they're all donating money and putting nice messages for Sophie, and at the moment it's well over £500 she's raised already. But yeah, look, most of the people we've not even met, so yeah, thanks to everybody, everyone's been amazing.
And Sophie, you did a little talk about this in your school assembly. What do your friends think at school?
Well, they keep asking me questions about when my hair's going to get chopped off and when I'm doing it and why I want to do it.
So you think that they're kind of understanding why you're doing it?
Yeah.
Well, it's a very brave thing to do. I hope it goes really well. And Paul, I think we can safely say that Sophie's going to look lovely with shorter hair as well.